about? We talk about me. I can't take credit.
Okay. Completely botched opening, so let me just start and explain what you're about to hear now, if I haven't already sent this to you. This is a song from O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson rapping after the murders. Let me make that clear. This wasn't some shit he did before. This is after. So definitely Fred Goldman must have hated this. So I'm going to take the top five reasons people say O.J. committed these murders, and I'm going to disprove them live right here on the air tonight, or I'm going to try. I'm going to try for my man O.J. Let's get into Get Juiced right now, because I only play the best songs on my radio show. This is Get Juiced by O.J. Simpson, believe it or not.
That's what I'm talking about. We talk about me. I can't take credit. God damn it. Talk about me here a little bit.
Y'all got me on. Come on.
Why do people wonder about my intentions? Uh-huh. Why do people ask me so many questions about how I made it to the top? About all the times I make those teams defensive stops. They say, yo, coach, there's no stopping the juice. And when I'm on the field, I'm like a lion going loose. You better shoot me with a tranquilizer dart. Don't be fool stupid. I'm not a Simpson named Bart. I'm not a cartoon. You silly baboon. Like a tiger. It's a state of monsoon. I live my life as large, and I got the most games with 200 plus yards.
You been bad, though,
now
you.
OJ.
Sing along to that shit. OJ. 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 Man, OJ. Yeah. OJ. Dropping a hot song here. Why do people wonder about my intentions? Why do people ask me so many questions? Well, because OJ, we think he killed those two people. That's why we're asking you questions. Yeah, so let's get to it and talk about my man OJ. Here are the top five reasons why people think he did it, even though he was found, you know, not guilty. And now I have to do some reading. I got my lovely, beautiful Amazon Fire tablet that I'm about to read this off of that my brother got me last year for Christmas. Number one reason why people think OJ did it, DNA. The prosecution of Simpson's case presented compelling DNA evidence, including matching bloody fingerprints, hair follicles, and a glove found near Simpson's home containing blood that tested positive as belonging to Goldman, Ron Goldman being the second victim, Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. Blood was also found in Simpson's Ford Bronco near the driver's outside door handle. Now, that's not the driver's side. That is the driver's side, but they found blood on the other side, too. Other blood samples were smeared inside on the console, door, steering wheel, and carpeting. DNA tests showed some of the blood consisted of a mixture of Simpson's genetic markers and the victim's. So the blood they found on the Bronco was not only OJ's blood, but also that of Nicole and Ron Goldman. Now, they didn't talk about actually finding hair either at the scene, like OJ's hair, so bad hair. But DNA evidence, okay. One, we all know that they planted that shit. They did. OJ, they wanted to frame OJ for this. There have been calls in the past where the police had to come out to the house because OJ was threatening to or did beat Nicole Simpson up a little bit, you know. Because, again, you know, it's not love until you beat the hell out of somebody, you know, cuss at them, insult them, treat them like shit. You know, they're in love, you know. So that was going on. So, yeah, clearly when this happened or when anything happens to anyone, like, yeah, the most, you know, significant other will always be the main suspect. And a racist detective, Mark Furman, was the guy that most believed planted this evidence. I'm not even going to say that, though. I'm not even going to take that. I'm not even going to defend it like Mark Furman planted that shit. I'm going to defend it in this way. Like, whether or not anyone planted it, you know, DNA evidence is still, like, a fairly new thing. Like, there is that 1 in 1 million chance that it may not be to the person that they think it is. Like, it's not rock solid. It's not like a picture of him killing him. It's just, yeah, your DNA. But, you know, people in your family, close family, can have DNAs the same as you and different stuff. Like, it's rare, but it's happened. You know, people have been exonerated and stuff through DNA. Also, there's been bad DNA out there. Different cases. If you watch Making a Murderer, you see how it could be tampered with and all this and that. So DNA evidence, yeah, they found some blood, but not enough blood. You know, there should have been blood. It's like so much blood everywhere. Should have been blood all over his fucking carpet in the house, you know, on the guardrail when he went upstairs. Like, if you think about it, if you really think about it, you're going to try to defend OJ. Yeah, they say they found some blood, but should have been way more blood, you know. Like, should have been blood all through the house. He has light carpeting in his house. And, I don't know. I guess that's my way of defending it. Okay, number two, the infamous car chase. On the day of his arrest, the LAPD chased Simpson and his white Bronco for hours. To top it off, the spectacle was all caught on tape. Yeah, it was just caught on tape. It was on live television. Again, whoever wrote this article sucks, you know. They didn't even mention the glove. The bloody gloves. Who the hell wrote this? Oh, where's my source here? News1.com. Yeah, I never go there. They're just missing things. But yeah, the car chase. So after Simpson, you know, he was arrested by the cops right away and then released. And, you know, it was Al Cowings. That's how you pronounce it. Driving him up and down the freeway there, you know, driving him home to where, you know, OJ was then picked up by the police and arrested for good for this. Not just questioned and detained, but arrested for the murders off of the blood evidence, I guess. Suspected blood evidence. But yeah, he had a gun to his head. So people have reported, though, again, like, you know, you try to look in that Bronco. If you watch that chase, you never really get, like, it's dark trying to look in. You never really see OJ holding the gun to his head, or I haven't. But yeah, here again, how you explain this, you know, he loved Nicole because, you know, we all know it's not love unless you treat the person you're with like shit, insult them and beat them. So, you know, that's my way to explain that away. He was upset because he loved Nicole and he just found out that she was murdered. So there you go. That would explain all of that if he didn't do it. Okay. So on to number three. Now that I put that one to rest. Change of alibi. OJ's initial alibi was that he was asleep at the time of the murder. His defense later changed that alibi with a series of stories, one of which claimed he was hitting golf balls outside his home. Simpson's defense also claimed that a neighbor's housekeeper, Rosa Lopez, saw his car parked outside the home. However, Lopez later confessed during cross-examination that she could not be precisely sure whether or not his Bronco was there. So, yeah, you know, that's a... think about, you know, your day-to-day life. How many times can you say 100% sure, like, oh, someone's car was outside when you're not really looking for it? You know, there's no reason this Rosa Lopez would have had to have been looking for the car. You don't store that kind of information in your memory bank. But anyway, the alibis, yeah. And again, this article sucks because I know way more about OJ than these people do, apparently. But at first he said he cut it chipping golf balls, and then he said, I broke a glass in my hotel room in Chicago. That's how I cut my finger. Because again, he had a cut finger, which again was like, yeah, if you're using a knife, stuff, it ends up like, you know, cutting yourself with it. Like, but, you know, they didn't even include that in there. Man, bad reporting here, news1.com. But anyway, so yeah, Simpson was telling people all kind of different reasons, but, you know, shit, you know, you're freaking out, you know, you think they're going to charge you with murder, you know, like, yeah, you got to try to come up with whatever, like, I might be like, oh, I was at work, or I might be like, I was at my friend Extra Large's house, you know, like, you could say anything, so that doesn't prove anything. That shouldn't even be number three. So number four, motive. According to the prosecution, Simpson had plenty motive for killing his ex-wife. Simpson was reportedly prone to jealous rages, evidenced by taped 911 calls from Nicole herself, including allegedly hitting, stalking, and degrading her, all signs that he was capable of murder. Well, that would mean that everyone in a relationship is capable of murder. Yeah. Everyone in a relationship is capable of murder. So really, the motive so far is the strongest. Yeah, that's the strongest one right there. You know, number four should have been number one. He did have a motive, you know. Anyone involved in any relationship, that's how it happens, you know. You're supposed to get with people because you like them, you know, you enjoy being with them, but then you just end up hating the people, and the people decide to be with other people, then it's like, oh, you're fucking dead. So, yeah, how do I defend that? How do I defend his motive? Okay, I'll defend it like this. I'll say he's O.J. Simpson. He could be with whoever the hell he wants to be with. If he watched his television series Juiced, which is very hard to get, but it's on YouTube now. You'll see him with, you know, naked girls everywhere, all around. I'm like, you can be with anyone, you know, and nothing gets you over the last one like the next one, you know. They had already been separated for some time. It's not like he killed her, like, while they were together, she would already moved out. So to me, yeah. Even motive, like, doesn't make sense because there has to be more to that story. Like, she had to just did something that pissed him off or something, like, for him to actually do it. So, again, like, we don't know. So, again, if I'm on the jury, I'd be like, well, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, why didn't he kill her earlier, you know? So, it's like, what? She's not even living with him anymore. It's not even close. So, number five, the If I Did It book. There's no greater way to say I'm guilty than to publish a book detailing how you would hypothetically do it all in the name of profit. Now, this is a really weird one. This book came out, like, OJ did this book, If I Did It, hypothetically, like, just trying to say how shit didn't make sense, you know, like, that doesn't make any sense, you know, like, my limo driver's out there, I wouldn't have had enough time to get from there to here and leave for Chicago and all that stuff on the night of the murders, but he hypothetically was saying stuff like, if I had actually done it, I would have brought my good gloves that day. I would have thought it was shame they shrunk when I left them out on the patio, but I would have brought them just the same. They were my lucky gloves, and I would have needed them because I was going to stab my slut of a wife, hypothetically. I was going to stab my slut of a wife, hypothetically. So even while she's in the grave, OJ gets a good stab at her, calling her a slut. Well, I think it was the ESPN series where you heard OJ in the background, like, you sucked his dick. But yeah, so how to explain that book, Money Grab, two words. That was clearly a money grab. You know, OJ had one hell of a defense team, you know. He had to pay for that shit somehow, you know. He had to pay for those attorneys. I think he's still paying for it, still owes for his defense team. You know, Johnny Cochran, all of them. So it's like, not strictly for money, you know. But very bizarre, you know, like, if I were to have killed her, like, you know, my slut of a wife. So, yeah, that book shouldn't have been on there. Should have been on there was whatever I said earlier. The shoes he was wearing. The shoes is pretty much what made him lose the civil case. But anyway, so, yeah, there you go. I just, I guess this is probably what people on a jury were doing back over 20 years ago. Like, when they had to decide, well, did OJ really do it? Nope, not guilty. I mean, we can't prove it, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know. If DNA would be the main thing, but again, you know, like, so little of it, and, you know, could easily have been tampered with, planted by the racist Mark Furman, and now these are times, you remember the early to mid-90s, where everything was going down, so... Yeah, it was like not even about anymore. They did a brilliant thing making it not even about OJ and the crimes, but between, you know, the cops and black guys, basically in California, you know. So, like, excellent defense strategy, was found not guilty. Of course, he went to steal some of his shit back a few years ago and got arrested for that. He's sitting in jail. I heard he might get released, though, this year or the next, so. Hopefully he can make a new song, you know, because this OJ shit, I'm telling you, man. Banger. Definitely a lot better than Mike Tyson song. Yeah.
So yeah, that's O.J. Simpson in a nutshell here. I get it again.